Thank you for joining us again today. When I was a young boy, my family would have a hobby that we all participated in. During the winter months in southern Indiana, usually right after Christmas, it would be bitter cold outside throughout the month of January and into February. My dad would take the metal folding table and open it up in the lower room of the house. He would then open up a jigsaw puzzle box and pour out the pieces on the table. First, the edge pieces would be separated, then assembled. After that, we would separate other pieces on the wings of the table, which could be propped up. The pieces, which were a part of the sky, would be left in the box, usually to be done last. Our family would spend hours working on this project until it was finally completed. One of the definitions of a puzzle is that it is a problem designed to test one's ingenuity or knowledge. And one definition of a jigsaw is, it's a mystery that can only be resolved by assembling various pieces of information. Another definition of jigsaw is, to arrange or place pieces in an intricate or interlocking way. In the natural, working a puzzle reinforces connections between brain cells, improves mental speed, and is an effective way to improve short-term memory. In the spiritual, anything like this can reinforce connections between us and God. It can help us grow in our spirit and give us foundational memories of God's faithfulness that we can fall back on when life gets tough. Life on this earth can very much be compared to a jigsaw puzzle. Life can be a mystery, and all the pieces need to be placed together so that life can make sense to us. Trying to figure life out on our own, we will only have sorrow upon sorrow. The world thinks that it has life figured out, but deep down inside, they are just as miserable as they can be. A smile on the outside does not necessarily reflect a happy heart. The world can be so puzzled at the things that are happening in this age, and they wonder how there could even be a God. But I'm telling you this, if there would not be a God, then life wouldn't even be good at all. The human will and intellect can never be enough to piece together the mixed up and messed up events and occurrences of this sinful world. Only God can help us put things together in the right way so that it will make a beautiful picture in its finished form. There can be many pieces of this life that are jumbled up in our minds, and we can spend hours or even years trying to put the pieces of our life into order so that we can see the whole picture and make sense out of it all. As it applies to life, we don't have a picture to which we can compare the multiple pieces to so that we can get an idea of how it can be assembled. This can make it immeasurably complicated. Life can be so hard to figure out. The picture of life can be vague, even for the most experienced person who has lived. But when it comes to life with God, can we know how to fit everything into place and see it more clearly than the world without God can do? The answer is, yes, we can. You see, life has been originally created by God, and He knows how the puzzle fits together. It won't be the easiest thing in this world to do, but God has patience with us and will help us. He wants us to see the whole puzzle of our lives completed. In the definition of a puzzle that I gave before, it said that the ingenuity of the person working it is tested. A synonym of the word ingenuity is inspiration. Inspiration gives us a lot of precious and vital information when it comes to solving where every piece should be placed in the puzzle of our life. And the only inspiration that can help us do that comes from the Lord. It didn't used to be hard in the beginning. God created the world, and after that, Adam and Eve. They lacked nothing in inspiration and were given everything they needed, including a complete fellowship with God Himself. But Adam and Eve chose sin over God, so the inspiration and the complete fellowship they once had was now distant. God could not communicate with man on a spiritual level like He used to do. That's because the heart of man, his spirit, was now void of God's presence. Now, man could only communicate with God on a lower level, making it difficult to hear Him at times. But God did put a plan into motion by creating a master puzzle that would take several millennium to assemble. He sent pieces of the puzzle to one person here and one person there throughout the Old Testament. Finally, all of the pieces were assembled and his son came into the world. Jesus preached the gospel and became the substitute for our sins, so that we could be redeemed from the effects of sin that had separated us from God. Now, with the indwelling of the Holy Spirit within us, we can once again hear the voice of God within our heart. However, since we still live in this natural fallen world, our hearing may be clouded at times with the cares of this life, and we may not be able to understand exactly how God can fit each piece of the puzzle into the picture of our life. We do not have an end picture of what our life is supposed to be, according to God's design, but we do have something that the world does not have. We have God's instruction manual, which is the Bible. From it, we can draw wisdom and instruction on how to have and maintain constant communication with God our Father, who can help us with the puzzle of our life. 2 Corinthians 5 verse 7 says that we walk by faith and not by sight. As stated, we may not be able to see what the end picture of the puzzle of our life is supposed to look like, but God does see it. He can lead and guide us one piece at a time. There are some pieces that are easier than others to fit into our puzzle, but we may sometimes not understand why we have some of the pieces that are hard to fit. There is an old song called Trust His Heart, in which the words of the chorus go like this. When you don't see God's plan, when you can't trace His hand, trust His heart. He has a grand design for our lives. God, who created the universe, our galaxy, this world, and even us, has a specific plan for our lives. Jeremiah 29 verse 11 in the New Living Translation says, For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope. Our end picture, after all of the pieces are put together, will be so beautiful and so worth it all. Each piece of our puzzle has a meaning. God doesn't just randomly pull a piece out of a bag and give it to us. Every piece has a lesson that will shape and form us into the godly men and women we should be. If we will not let God shape and form us, then the world will. The world can never piece together a master puzzle because it doesn't have a master plan. All this world can do is duct tape random pieces together and try to convince us that it is a completed masterpiece. All it ends up being is organized chaos. This is why it says in Romans 12 verse 2, Don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. So here we are in this world trying to sort and fit the pieces of a sometimes very hard puzzle. We may not know how to start. As I mentioned before, our family would separate the edge pieces to begin with. When we start to work on our own puzzle of life, the first thing we should do is to assemble the borders of our life. Psalms 147 verse 14 says that the Lord makes peace, completeness, soundness in your borders. And Jesus said to the Father in John 17 verse 17, Your word is truth. So the word of the Lord, which is truth, gives us peace in the borders of our life. It just makes sense that we should assemble the puzzle of our life within the borders of His Word. And it isn't as hard as it sounds, especially since it's an open book test. We can turn to His Word any time to read and meditate upon the truths found in it. These truths are not just for our earthly life, but for all eternity. Anything that lasts forever must surely be a solid truth that can be depended on at all times. Not only can we read and meditate upon it, but the Holy Spirit can be involved by showing us the borders of living that would be wise to stay within. It would not constrict us, but would free us by putting us where we need to be in order to better hear from the Lord on a daily basis. What specifically are the truths that form the border in our life? In the book of Matthew, chapter 22, Jesus said, You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like unto it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. So, everything written in the books previous to Jesus' earthly ministry reflected what the borders of man's beliefs were to be. The borders are to love God with all you've got and to love others as you love yourself. This isn't a love like what the world has that only receives love when it's given, but loves even when it doesn't receive love from others. The Bible says in Romans 5 verse 8 that God showed his own love for us by sending Christ to die for us while we were still sinners. His is our model of love. We should be ready to love even when we don't see others love us. And we cannot show our love for others if we do not love ourselves first. And we cannot love ourselves until we accept God's love for us. 1 John 4:19 says, "We love him because he first loved us." You should not start to assemble the borders of your life until you have the love for God and others solidly established in your heart and in your life. Doing so will help the rest of the assembly go smoother than it would if you didn't have love as your borders. The other definition was that of a jigsaw. It involved arranging pieces in an interlocking way. Love, in God's master puzzle, causes the border pieces and the center pieces to interlock in such a way that it cannot separate easily. God's love binds everything together so that the pieces can become one complete picture. As the borders are established in our lives by the Word of God, then we can start to work upon the different areas of our life. We may be led by the Holy Spirit to work on the grassy area of our life where we lie down in green pastures, as Psalms 23 says. Or we could be led by the Holy Spirit to work on the building that we are constructing upon the foundation of our Lord Jesus Christ, him being the chief cornerstone, as stated in Ephesians 2 verse 20. Wherever we are led to work on the puzzle of our life, the Lord knows what pieces to hand to us, where they should go, and how to place them correctly. We may think that what the Lord tells us automatically will fall into place in the right way, but as jigsaw pieces all have unique shapes, they may not always fit in the way we think they should. Some pieces look like they go in one way, but they must be turned in order to fit correctly. If the Lord gives us something, we need to know how he wants us to place it in our life. Let's take money, for example. We may think that we should spend money on ourselves all of the time, but the Lord has a special plan for each dollar that we earn. He would like for us to give a little to him, a little to others, and maybe even do as 2 Corinthians 12 verse 14 says, and save up for our children. He may want us to do all of this before we spend any of it on ourselves. So each piece may need to be turned in order for it to fit just right. God knows and wants us to know as well. He doesn't want us to try to cram a piece into our puzzle that either doesn't go in that spot or will not go, being turned incorrectly. It may seem to fit because the curves and grooves match, but if it's not where it's supposed to be, it can cause the picture of the puzzle to look distorted. Trying to fit something into our lives according to our judgment can cause the plan of God for us to not work properly. If you have ever tried to put batteries in a child's toy incorrectly, the toy will not work. Although we think they should go in a certain way, the current of the battery power would not flow correctly within the toy for it to start working. It will disrupt the flow of the power and the toy will simply not work. We would not be right in blaming the batteries for not working, but instead, we would have to blame ourselves for not following the directions. Within our life, if we try to make something fit in the way that we think it should, or it just doesn't belong there, then it can cause God's plan to stop working for our life. An example of this would be if a woman thought that a certain man was just right for her and tried to make him fit perfectly into her life without talking with the Lord first. Then God's plan for her life could cease to flow in the way that he had designed it to flow. In the book of Genesis, Abraham and Sarah thought that God wanted Abraham to have a child by Hagar, Sarah's handmaid. God had promised Abraham that he would have a descendant who would come naturally from his own body. It seemed like the peace that they manufactured would fit right into what God had promised for them, but it was not God's will. We need to make sure that any piece of our life and every decision we make is a part of God's plan for us. But even if we make a mistake, He can still miraculously help us fit all of the pieces of our puzzle together. It's just easier if we follow His instructions the first time. As we go along working on the puzzle of our life, we may come across a piece which seems to be useless, in that it doesn't have any color in it, or doesn't seem that it will add to the beauty of the finished picture. Remember, though, God, in His infinite wisdom and grand design, knows the reason for this piece. We may not understand right now just what the purpose of something that seems insignificant may have upon our life, but God will eventually show us what its purpose truly is. Also, there may be some ugly pieces that come along which seem like they're not supposed to be in the puzzle at all. God does not manufacture these ugly pieces, but He does incorporate them into our puzzle and changes what normally may look ugly into something beautiful. Isaiah 61 verse 3 calls it being given beauty for ashes. Romans 8 verse 28 says, "We know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to His purpose." A failed relationship, bankruptcy, a life-altering injury, any of these things may seem like they could ruin God's plan, but He can use these things in order to open our eyes to a truth or to benefit others through our life. I suffered from depression for years. It didn't make any sense why God let this be in my life. I know that it wasn't His will, but He is now using what I went through to help others who have been suffering from the effects of depression in their own lives. Also, we may not know why some of the pieces of the puzzle, which are previous decisions that we have made, will have anything to do with God's grand design for our life. But God knew how they will eventually be of benefit to His kingdom. When I was entering high school, the curriculum that I chose was business. I didn't know it then, but the classes I took would be useful for the ministry now. How was I to know that learning about accounting, business law, and taking typing classes would be very helpful in teaching me about money, legal issues, and sermon preparation? God is good and can be trusted to lead and guide us every step of the way, even when it doesn't make any sense. We may be puzzled, if you will pardon the pun, but God is not. He knows what pieces of the puzzle need to be manufactured so that they will fit into the big picture of our life. As small sections of our life's puzzle begin to form a picture, we can start to see a part of what the whole picture is all about. But just as we think we know what the whole design is, then a new piece shows us something different. In the natural, if we were working a jigsaw puzzle without the picture and placed a new piece where it was supposed to be, then we may be surprised to see something new starting to form. The same may be true with God. We may be going through life, growing in the Spirit of God, and placing pieces together as He leads. Suddenly, He shows us what our calling is, as 1 Corinthians chapter 12 speaks of. Every one of us have a calling in the body of Christ. This means that every one of us have a part that we can do which will help others. God may call some to preach, others to teach. Some may even be called to help in the nursery at church, or clean the church. No matter what God calls you to do, it is very important to Him. He doesn't anoint by His Spirit those who are called, but calls those who are anointed by His Spirit. You are anointed by God to play an important part in the body of Christ. Bear with me and I will explain. The biggest jigsaw puzzle in the world that is available for purchase contains 60,000 pieces. It is entitled, "What a Wonderful World." It measures 8.84 by 2.44 meters, or 8 feet by 29 feet, and is divided into 60 1,000-piece puzzles. When pieced together, they create a map of the world. Did you catch that? There are 60 individual puzzles that interlock with each other to make one giant puzzle. This is like God's design for our life, Not only is our own life God's master puzzle, but God has an even greater master puzzle designed for all of us to come together and interlock with each other, making us all even stronger. Your part of the greater master puzzle is valuable, and others' master puzzle is just as valuable. You may feel like an odd piece of God's greater master puzzle, but when you let Him fit you in place with others, where you should go, then you'll see the bigger picture that God is assembling together. The Bible says in Deuteronomy 32 verse 30 that one can chase 1,000 and two put 10,000 to flight. Also, Ecclesiastes 4 verse 12 says a person standing alone can be attacked and defeated, but two can stand back to back and conquer. Three are even better, for a triple braided cord is not easily broken. In God's kingdom, He doesn't just add people's strength together, but He multiplies their strength when they are together. The Lord wants to help us interlock the pieces of the puzzle in our own life, but sometimes He wants us to help others interlock their pieces as well. Also, God may send someone to help us on a part of our puzzle. Not just anyone we think who could help us, but the one whom God sends to help us. God can cause each piece of the puzzle, both in our life and with the lives of others, to fit together in perfect harmony. We should never be unwilling to let God join us together with others when we know in our heart that He is trying to place us together. Proverbs 27 verse 17 says that, as iron sharpens iron, so a friend sharpens a friend. Those whom God is trying to bring into our life or trying to bring us into their life may end up being a good friend who helps you with their own life's puzzle and you help them with theirs. Ephesians 4:16 in the New Living Translation says, God makes the whole body fit together perfectly. As each part does its own special work, it helps the other parts grow so that the whole body is healthy and growing and full of love. Assembling God's master puzzle in our individual life and His greater master puzzle with others' lives may take a lifetime. There is no limit on when it must be completed. In the end, the goal is to see the finished picture and glorify God who has loved us and made our master puzzle a piece of His greater master puzzle. Remember this, though. We cannot compare our puzzle with others' puzzles. Our puzzle is unique in itself. But God is the one who fits it all together with others to make one much bigger picture. And we should not try to fit a piece in the life of our puzzle that happens to fit into place in someone else's life. If it worked for others, that doesn't mean it will work for us in the same spot of our life. An example of this is trying to do what God has called others to do when God has called us to do something else. We are designed by God. We are not a cookie cutter when it comes to being like all others. We are all unique. Let God help you assemble the puzzle of your life in His way and follow His instructions on how you can help others and them help you. Later, you and I will see the completed picture of God's master puzzle and marvel at how perfect and beautiful it will be. The purpose of God's master puzzle for our life and others' lives is to be in His perfect will. This way, we can fulfill God's completed picture of His desire for us to be with Him forever in heaven. There, He can lavish His love upon us freely, and life will no longer be a struggle to piece together. For then, as 1 Corinthians 13 verse 12 says, we will fully know as we are known. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that everyone who's heard this message will understand that You want everyone's life to be complete, that You want a beautiful picture to show without anything missing. So I pray that You'll help them, piece by piece, assemble the master puzzle that You have designed not only for their lives, but also for the whole world. And I thank You for this in Jesus' name. Amen.